Today on Truth Matters with medical doctor Cheryl Davis, she begins a three-part series on the three distinctive aspects of sanctification and how they each play a significant role in spiritual growth, from justification to living a pure and holy life.
We have settled for just enough of Jesus to make us blameless, but we have held on to our sinful nature, cutting off the power that the Holy Spirit so wants to give us, but our vessels are so unholy and unclean that the Spirit will not dwell within us. We are getting stuck in the middle. We are not progressing.
Now, here's Dr. Cheryl Davis on part one of Getting Stuck in the Middle of the Sanctification Process.
When we ponder the origin and the fiber of mankind, we must search the scriptures and begin in Genesis. In Genesis 1:26, the Bible says, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness.'" Notice the plurality in this statement of us and our. This is the proof of the Trinity: God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because man is made in the image of God, so we are three parts also: our body, soul, and spirit. Our bodies are our physical bodies that serve as a container or residence for our soul and our spirit. The Bible calls our physical bodies our flesh. Our soul is our emotion, intellect, our will, and our personality. Our spirit is that eternal part of us that will live forever. At conception, in Psalms 51:5, the Bible says, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me." We are all born into sin because of the fall of man that was recorded in Genesis 3:6. "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired and to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and given to her husband with her, and he did eat." We have inherited a sin nature and are permanently in need of a Savior, even from the moment of conception. In our sinful state, He redeems us if we choose to accept His gift of salvation. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." God knew in the beginning that we would need a Redeemer. In Hebrews 5:5, it says, "So also Christ did not glorify Himself to become a high priest, but it was He who said to Him, 'You are my Son, today I have begotten you.'" Jesus Christ, the begotten Son of God, was to be the permanent sacrifice and ultimate atonement for our sin. At salvation, we are baptized into Christ by the Holy Spirit. At this point, we take on an imputed righteousness from God, and we are justified before Him. We are blameless because of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. When God looks upon us, He only sees the blood of His Son as it applies to the bondage of sin, and we are set free. John 8:32 says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." To know Jesus is to know Him through the forgiveness of our sins. The truth of Jesus is found in John 14:16. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me." At the moment of salvation and our subsequent justification, we are in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new." That newness is our reconciliation to Jesus and His blood freeing us from the ultimate punishment of sin, which is death. The next step after justification is sanctification. The meaning of sanctification is to be set apart. In the life of the believer, it is to be set apart for God, away from our sinful nature. It is in sanctification that the power of the Holy Spirit can be released into our lives and we can walk in the fullness of God.
This has been Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis, where truth always matters. On the next broadcast, Dr. Davis will continue her three-part series on the three aspects of sanctification. We hope you'll join us and learn how to avoid getting caught in the middle between faith and sin. That's part two next week on Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. If you would like to invite Dr. Davis to speak at your women's group, church, conference, or at your university or school, please email Dr. Davis at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com. And visit our website at ProjectTruthMatters.com. This has been Truth Matters, a production of The Truth Project, a last-day ministry of biblical truth.